Turkey has detained over 15,000 people, including 10,000 members of the armed forces, after the mid-July failed coup. Nearly 150 generals and admirals, as well as 1,700 officers, have been discharged from the military. Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim says the crackdown is not over and there could be more arrests. Syrian forces have made fresh gains against militants outside the capital Damascus. The Syrian media say the government forces have retaken some strategic areas from militants near the town of Hawj al Farah in eastern Ghouta. Militants have recently been in retreat across Syria in the face of numerous offensives by the army. The Syrian president has offered amnesty to militants who laid down their arms. Bashar al-Assad's remarks come as the Syrian army called on armed groups in Aleppo to turn in their weapons and leave the northern city safely. This after government forces cut off all supply routes into Aleppo's militant-held areas. Secretary General of the Palestine Liberation Organization has condemned Israel for demolishing Palestinian homes in the occupied territories. Saeb Arikat said the demolitions show Israel is bent on forcibly displacing Palestinians and expanding the settlements, which are illegal under international law. Daesh has posted a video on the internet that purportedly shows the two men involved in an attack on a French church pledging allegiance to the terror group's leader. The assailant slashed a priest's throat at the church in northern France. They were later killed by the French police. Australian police are investigating the Vatican finance chief over alleged child sexual abuse. Police are investigating multiple allegations of child molestation by Cardinal George Pell. The priest has denied the accusations. The Vatican has been rocked by a series of child sex abuse cases by priests over the past few years. A mosque has caught fire in the southern French city of Toulouse in a suspected arson attack. The incident took place in the Toulouse suburb of Moret. Reports say nobody was harmed in the incident, but the mosque, still under construction, was considerably damaged. And U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has asked Russian experts to make public the hacked emails of his rival from the Democratic Party, Hillary Clinton. Trump made the remarks in Florida. Clinton's campaign officials have reacted by accusing Trump of encouraging foreign espionage against the U.S.